Author's note. As you listen to this, Iran possesses at least 3 and possibly as many as 6 nuclear weapons. This is neither conjecture nor the expression of yet another Middle Eastern hypothesis. It is a hard, recently established fact. It is not known what kind of weapons are involved or whether the Iranian military establishment could eventually find a way to employ them. However, the harsh, incontrovertible reality is that those weapons exist and they are in the possession of the Iranian government, hidden, presumably, somewhere in Iranian national territory. The above sounds like the underpinning for a contemporary thriller and, in fact, is the consequence of the extensive research I conducted for this work. Indeed, it could be said that the genesis for the book you are about to listen to grew out of a lunch I attended in a Chinese restaurant in Tel Aviv in May 1995. My luncheon guest that day was a longtime friend, an Israeli expert on Iran, and indeed, one of the world's leading experts on that fascinating and complex nation. From the days of the late Shah through Iran gate and right down to their current tension-filled interaction, he has been at the forefront of Israeli-Iranian relations. He was aware that I was writing a faction novel concerning the smuggling of dope from the opium poppy fields of Afghanistan, across Iran to the heroin labs of Turkey, and on to the lungs and veins of consumers in Europe. As part of our conversation that day, he dropped an interesting bit of information on the table. The Iranians, he said, had recently purchased a small private airfield outside the town of Hartenholm, 50 kilometers north of Hamburg. I thought, now there's a good way to smuggle drugs. Own your own airfield. On my return to London, I was able to discover that the airport purchase had been arranged by the former UK head of the Iranian National Oil Consortium. I invited to lunch a good Iranian friend of mine, Mehrav Konsari, who was the head of an Iranian dissidence organization in London, and explained my ideas to him. He guffawed. First, he told me the Iranian in question would never have been involved with drugs. He was a close friend and a devout follower of the late Ayatollah Khomeini, and his real job was to procure for the mullah's regime weaponry and high-tech items the U.S. and members of the European community wished to deny them. His involvement in the purchase of the Hartenholm airfield had become known to Western intelligence, and as a result, he had been recalled to Tehran. Then, I asked Konsari, did the gentleman, by any chance, have any former associates who worked closely with him who might know something about the airfield? Yes, he said, there was one. A man who dealt in spot oil purchases, who sometimes came to London. Konsari agreed to try to get us together when he next came to town. Much to my surprise, Konsari told me a month later that the man he had mentioned was in London and had agreed to meet me in my home on the condition that our conversation would be private. He came for dinner and for 3 hours gave me an incredible chapter and verse account of how they had bought the airfield, the name of the dummy Panamanian corporation in which it had been purchased, the branch of the Iranians' Bank Meli on which the purchase checks had ultimately been drawn, the name of the German helicopter pilot from whom they had made the purchase and who had subsequently gone to work for them, and finally, the name of the German citizen of Iranian birth who had served as their front man for the transaction, as required by German law. In other words, he provided a gold mine of information which I later learned he had exposed to me because he feared he might be in trouble in Tehran and thus was taking out some insurance with Konsari's dissidents in case he had to go on the run. As our evening drew to a close, he suddenly slipped a rather startling item into the conversation. "By the way, Mr. Collins," he said, "you know, don't you, that we managed to buy 3 nuclear devices from the Russians as they were withdrawing from Kazakhstan?"